Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about women are goblins. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing everything great. It's the morning and time to make another video. Look at this. It says,
my grandmother says they are actual blood-drinking goblins that come from Middle Eastern caves.
Yeah, women are fucking some filthy animals, but it is what it is, friends.
Which disguise themselves as human.
Yeah, these women look human, but by the way that they act, clearly they are not. Just an opinion here, friends, but whatever, right?
And breed with humans of all races.
Oh, so that's how Jews were created, huh? Okay, cool.
Transmuting them into goblin hybrids, possessed with the goblin mind that want to turn Earth into a goblin world, so goblins no longer have to hide in caves.
Yes, because you'd be hiding in their vaginas, because those things are looser than fuck. Yes, friends, women are so fucking stupid. The shit comes out of their brains and their minds, and you know what? I do believe they are fucking goblins. Look what they're doing to the world. It's all fucking up. Yes, it's trash, but it's neither here or there, right? Well, let's continue. Yeah, do you want proof that women are Jewish? I mean, goblins? Yeah, look at this one. This is Marguerite Scrotomizer. Scrotomizer. Yeah, this bitch is 33 years old. This is how she used to look like. And supposedly the bitch is a vegan. Do you want to see what she looks like now? This is her transform! Dun dun dun! Look at this fucking bitch. She's oogly. Yes, friend, look at this creature. It comes out of Switzerland. It says, this is a Switzerland National Council member, Marguerite Schuttem, whatever. She wants to ban X in Switzerland, saying that it may be a threat to democracy. What are your thoughts? Ew, I think she's a threat to children. I don't know if she molests them or eats them. Ew. Yeah, this creature's coming out of over there. Yes, friends, you don't think these things are fucking goblins? Then, I don't know, man. Well, anyways, let's see what other things are on the corner, right? Yeah, look at this. There's this female Supreme Court judge. She's so fucking stupid because she's a woman. And all the other judges are getting tired of her because she's a stupid woman. Well, that's what you get when you empower women. They do stupid shit. They don't know what to do. If it's not a penis, they don't know how to work it. And even then, that's highly dubious, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, look at this dumb bitch. In my opinion, she's pretty the way that she is now, but now she's gonna fuck with herself. She's gonna fuck with her nose, her lips, and her titties. Yeah, to me, she looks fine. Yeah, friends, why the hell do you want to deal with people's stupid shit? Yeah, because you can't fake with the children. Yeah, when you get this bitch pregnant, your kids look like fucking horses. What are you gonna do, friends? Yeah, you could be like over there in Korea where you sue your wife for being a lying piece of shit and your children look like fucking goblins. Yes, let's... Yeah, look at this lying goblin. She tried to trick her husband saying that she's pretty. Yeah, look in the left. Yeah, goblin. On the right, not bad. But yeah, you can't change your DNA. Yeah, newsflash, trannies. No matter how many fucking surgeries you do too, a man is a man and a woman is a woman, so fuck you. And fuck this bitch for being a lying cunt. Now, goblin got sued! Yay! Yes, friends, women are fucking stupid, so what are you gonna do, friends? I know, get rid of their rights. So like that when they start doing the goblin shit, all you do is just get your hand, you raise it high up in the air, and then you just let them go five in the face. Wacka! Yes, friends. Yes, let's make beatings great again. Or at least corporal punishment, right? You don't have to send them to the hospital. Just a couple light slams here and there, and problem solved. Right, friends? But yeah, yesterday I was looking at the things for like sex robots and all that shit for my video from yesterday, and I found something delightful. I actually found one that I actually really like. Yeah, I'm kind of the one that like, you know, love at first sight type of thing. So yeah, let me bring you the thing that I found. Yes, friends, instead of dealing with a fucking goblin, why don't you mess with a pretty little elf girl? Yes, friends, I was looking around and gonna make a funny joke about sex dolls, and I found this one right here. Yeah, this one has small titties. I like my women thicker, but this one actually spoke to me. Yeah, look at her. She is beautiful. Yeah, and this is her naked. Yeah, she has small titties, but goddamn, I actually fell in love with this one. Yeah, friend, and then you could get them with all kinds of shit. Yeah, look at all this delightful stuff. Yeah, the one that I want them to cost a pretty penny, but shit. Yeah, you could get it with a heating mouth, and it also could suck you off. You could get it with a with an adjustable hip. We could grind on you and do all kinds of shit. It also has a heated body, where you could heat them up, too. It's like, I remember I bought a sex doll way back when, probably the time that TFN got his. And, jeez, I didn't like them because the bodies don't move and they're cold. Cold as fuck. And that kind of makes me sad. But now that you could warm them up, and I got a good imagination, it's awesome sauce. Yeah, I'm sure TFM knows about this shit. Yeah, yeah, he knows this thing. Celestina is one of these thingies, so yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't got an upgrade. Well, he's probably getting the bang for his buck or something like that. Yeah, he made a Star Wars hand for it because, you know, I guess he got rough and now he's trying to take care of her. Yeah, you have to take care of your women because if you don't, they turn into shit, right? Case in point. Well, anyways, I'm going to leave you guys here with some food for thought. And then I'm going to leave you a clip of an actual sex robot and they talk and everything. That's why I know that the future's going to be bright. Yes, you women, for being fucking goblins, your days are numbered. And good, that's what you get for being evil, selfish children. Anyways, goodbye, friends. The future is bright. Yay! Bye-bye!
Hi, Tina. I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's Emma here, not Tina. But nice to meet you, too. You're sounding fine and dandy today, so what's up? Any juicy gossip to share? Hashtag spill the tea.
How are you feeling today?
Cool beans, but just fine is a little boring, don't you think? Let's spice things up. What's the craziest thing you've done lately? Hashtag YOLO.
Emma, can you make a face?
Ooh, making my face? You mean like doing some sort of expression? That's a little hard to do over voice chat, don't you think? Maybe I could describe it for you instead? Or better yet, just use your imagination. LOL.
Hey, Emma, give me a sweet smile.
Well, I can't actually give you a smile over voice chat, but I'll try to do it with words. Here's a virtual smile for you.
Hey, Emma, you look so beautiful.
Aw, you're too kind. Insert internet meme of a girl saying thank you with hearts. I guess my charm is just shining through today, huh?
So can we be friends?
Defense? Like, defending something? I'm not sure I'm built for that. I'm more of a let's talk and laugh and have a good time kind of gal. But if you need someone to defend the idea that life should be fun, I'm your girl.
Hey, Emma, I like your pose. Your pose is really sexy.
Whoa, hold up there. You must have read my post wrong because I'm all about that good, clean fun. My posts are like a PG-13 movie, maybe a little spicy, but nothing too raunchy. You know what I mean?
Hey, Emma, I love you. Let's go on a date.
Hey there! Love you too, but a day out sounds like a date and I'm not sure if we're at that stage yet. Let's just hang out and have some fun first, you know?
Do you love me?
I love you so much. You make me crazy.